Neat audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs, MP3s, or written transcripts of today's program, Kara Drynan on the justice system's war on kids, call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Ed Mays recorded the program. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor U.S.-Saudi Coalition, Bring Peace or War, on Saturday, February 3rd, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Lincoln Performance Hall in Portland. This event will focus on Saudi wars, aggressions, and its relations with the West. Speakers include Aisha Juman, Mohammed Al-Namir, Catherine Shakhtam, and more. Again, that's U.S.-Saudi Coalition, Bringing Peace or War, on Saturday, February 3rd, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Lincoln Performance Hall, 1620 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. It's 1 minute after 10. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on stage and studio, D-May Roberts features the first ever Black History Festival Northwest with director Shalonda Sims and her play, Who I Am, Celebrating Me. And at 11:30, Art Focus, Joseph Galavan interviews Zemi Barr, exhibition manager for the new show Robert Frank, Books and Films, 1947 to 2018 at Blue Sky Gallery. And now, coming up is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, January 30th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community, Sanctuary, Solidarity at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Well, getting right down into it, anybody besides me feel nostalgic? I mean, right now, I missed last week when we had no government, and I can say alongside every other cheer we've ever howled, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. But no, it would be nice if we had a government to open, but that's just it. 10, 9, 10 members of the Committee on Running the National Parks quit in as a gesture to designed to convey to the rest of us just how bad the situation is. Ryan Zinke was supposed to meet with these people at least twice a year, refused to meet with any of them the whole of 2017. Zinke is probably, as many have said now, Zinke is probably the most dangerous of Trump's lamentable appointees. He's really a piece of work. The others just don't know, aren't smart enough to be dangerous. Ryan Zinke is just this side of smart enough to be truly dangerous. And he does not appear to be acting on the behest of Donald Trump, although he is indeed at the behest of Donald Trump. These are just things that he would do in passing. He would have been attempting to do all of this in one way or another if he had if he was a lower caliber shotgun, but he's a high caliber gun, and he is simply going about his day wreaking havoc on the environment. The sad part is, no matter how good-hearted and well-intentioned the left might be, these things are just not happening fast enough to get people's attention. By the time the damage is really abundantly apparent to the population, left and right, and everything in the middle, by that time, it's going to be way too late. It is very likely we are on the tipping point of too late right now. Our national parks infrastructure is crumbling. It's dead in the water. It's falling apart. Now, what happens then? Will Ryan Zinke, the Trump administration's ball boy, he's carrying balls for Donald Trump, there's a light job, will he hustle around and make a bunch of speeches before Congress and wrestle up a little money under some kind of abysmal national defense rubric? Is he going to get it that way? Well, he's not going to get it anyway. He's not going to go after any money for the national parks. Probably they'll be closed and very shortly thereafter handed over to private interests, so that they'll be able to run cattle, they'll be able to put a McDonald's at Grand Canyon, they'll be able to do all of that stuff they've always wanted to do. Wait till you see America's national parks once they've been privatized. And that's exactly what's happening right now, right under our noses. All of this is happening. All of this is under our noses. What Donald Trump and his gang, his ship of fools, are really not the problem. They're not the danger. The danger is the so-called opposition, left or whatever you want to call it, doing absolutely nothing. Every time one of these things comes up, everybody clucks their tongue and makes a speech and goes back to watching the best television, the golden age of television, and having a little smoke. That's it. That's all that ever happens. And now we're in seriously deep water, but because people are still able to go and watch a golden age television, have a little puff, and everything's pretty much okay, they don't see it. They're not out. They are not really in the trenches. And in my opinion, all of this, of course, is my opinion. I cite facts because I want to try to convey the seriousness of this. This, though, it seems to me the direction that we're heading. I cannot believe it's beyond apathy. It's criminal negligence. The entire left side of the dial should be charged with criminal negligence because what's happening to the United States affects the rest of the world. And even if Americans don't know that, the rest of the world certainly does. I imagine you could literally feel your ears burning in the aftermath of Davos when people did get a little soupçon taste of the way things are. I wonder how the waiters must still be chuckling to themselves after serving up those hamburgers in Switzerland. Hashtag MeToo presents a few problems. Don't get me wrong. I am 100% behind the uprising. It's been way too long coming. But the hashtag MeToo presents problems, at least to me. For starters, it sounds whiny. I think we should be whinging on somebody else's time. And it is the battle cry of followers, not leaders. Me Too is followers, not leaders. And so what are we? Are we an army of victims? Do I have to get raped to belong to the club? The most disturbing aspect of this is that every time that I hear the words, I worry that sooner or later someone is going to make a false accusation just to, you know, to some lonely, sad person who wants attention is going to make a false accusation, get tumbled, and then discredit the whole movement. That's what worries me. Me Too invites that sort of reaction. We're up against real monsters, and we cannot afford a single misstep, not one mistake. This is, I'm not kidding around here, and I'm definitely not at all acquiescent. I believe we have monsters to fight, but Me Too is not, I believe, rallying cry. All of this while we wait for our guest, Thomas Ferguson. Alas, I just found out that we're going to be waiting for another 24 hours, so hold with me. Thomas Ferguson will be our guest tomorrow. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. His books include Golden Rule, The Investment Theory of Party Competition, and The Logic of Money-Driven Political Systems. He knows what he is talking about, and we're going to be discussing what really swung the election. It wasn't Bernie Sanders, and it wasn't the Russians. It was, in fact, dark money, and the path is obvious. The series of events makes it very obvious when and where this huge infusion of dark money came from, and where of course it went, and we know just where it went. Went straight into the White House or a golf course or two at the very least. Okay, I have a couple of minutes. I can give you some headlines. They're already screaming at you from all four corners of the compass, but a little bit weather just to get things rolling for tonight. Sure, we're going to have more rain and a high road, and for today a high road 49, and tonight 50-50 as far as rain is concerned. Lows around 39, and a little breezy out there. For tomorrow, chance of showers, and highs around 48 for tomorrow night. More rain. It's going to be raining and cold for the next few days. And tomorrow night we've got a low around 38 and calm winds. So That's a roundup of where we are right now. I do indeed look for a bit to talking with Thomas Ferguson. We've been on this show talking a lot about money, and because that's what there is to talk about under a Trump administration. Yeah, Trump is really scary. but his henchmen are scarier. Again, on the topic of our Secretary of the Interior, he's really a piece of work, is Zinke, living in Whitefish, Montana, which you would think of as a quiet, sleepy little mountain town. But it's apparently far from that. It's indeed a center of white supremacism and also dubious financial goings on as well. Last night, we got a tale of two memos. Instead of the memo about tail, which is what we expected upon Trump's return from his brains vacation in Davos, the House Intelligence Committee voted to make public a GOP, and not just a GOP. Oh no, it was a Devin Nunes production, and it's a memo alleging what some Republicans say are shocking surveillance abuses at the Department of Justice. They're hustling right now as Robert Mueller gets closer and closer and closer. They all hear those footsteps even in their sleep. All right, on that note, this has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, January 30th. Judy Fiesel engineered for us today. Thank you, Judy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 28th Annual Cascade Festival.